Of you who might not know me, my name's Sadie, and I usually talk now, but your luck, I'm not going to do that. So every year at the well, this is the final well, so if you come next week, we will not be here. You can totally worship on your own in the chapel if you feel like it, but no one will be here to lead you in that. But every year, we like to open this like sermon time up for the seniors to talk about what God has been like over the last 4 years, or however long they've been here at Ashland. So that's what we're going to do tonight. You're going to hear about God's goodness and faithfulness in the lives of the people that you worship with and go to school with. And it's a time to really celebrate and send off our seniors. And I love that we sang Be Thou My Vision, one, because it's my favorite hymn, and two, because what a great prayer as we're like going out of the school year to say like, Lord, you be our vision and send me where I need to go. So this is the awkward part because I'm just gonna leave the mic open for whatever senior would like to go first. Well, if the dude all the way from the balcony is gonna win, okay. Emma, woo! There was movement in the balcony. It took Reed this whole time, but you beat him.
Oh, I didn't see it. This
is Emma. Hey, Emma. Hi. This is really nice. Okay, hi, I'm Emma. Okay, so something you need to know about me is that I really struggle with transition anxiety, a very specific kind of anxiety. I'm not that much of an anxious person in general, but for some reason when it comes to transitions and changes, I just get super, super stressed out about that. And I know a lot of people do, but that's just especially true for me. And it really affects my life a lot. Leading into transitions, I just always feel really overwhelmed. And just like I don't have what it takes to make it through. I just feel like unequipped, unprepared. And like I have to overanalyze and overprepare and just figure out everything, like exactly how it is all going to work out. And that's been especially true for me just in college, just like even at the beginning of every new semester, I just like look at my workload or whatever and whatever I have to accomplish and just feel like there's no way it's gonna happen. And so as you could imagine, with probably like the biggest transition of my life looming around the corner, the chances that I am freaking out right now are pretty high. but I wanted to get up here and share some good news with y'all. I am only freaking out a little. So God is good. That is what I wanted to say. Just like through this whole season, he has just proven his provision for me over and over and over again. And he has just slowly but surely taught my heart to trust in his sovereignty and to accept his peace that I just always constantly feel him offering me, which has been really, really good. I've just like, I don't know, and I look back and I've seen this provision and this mercy of his throughout all 4 years of college. He has just worked in my life and through me in ways that I just like can't even express, which is really, really awesome. Yeah, and so I'm just really happy to be in this place. And although I don't know like what's next, or I don't, you know, what the future holds, and I have doubts about the future on a daily basis, I just wanted to stand up here and say that my God is unchanging, and he is always good. And right now, that's enough for me. So. Thank you, Emma. Reed, are you going to come share your sage wisdom with all of us? Parting words. Woo!
Thanks, Sadie. Kate told me not to use the mic. I was going to do that, but then Sadie told me she would kill me because I don't want to be that guy who just yells at people. So my name's Reed. You probably heard Sadie say I was up in the balcony. You probably see me around sometimes just scurrying, trying to fix things. Kind of what I do around here. The well's been a special place for me for the last couple of years. I don't have like the typical leader experience. I kind of wasn't like not a part of the world for my first 2 years in school. Then my junior year, Mallory and a guy named Glenn asked me if I wanted to come on to leadership. And I said, sure, sounds cool. But it's just been a really great community. It's been really awesome feeling welcomed into it by the leadership and by the community here. And that's just like, it's amazing that, right, our natural state of sin separates us from God, and that separates us from each other. But, you know, we just came out of the Easter season. The goodness that God is, the love that he feels for us, that he takes upon us that, you know, that price we couldn't pay. And because of that, we now have this opportunity where we get to be together and we get to know one another and love one another, and we get to be with God and love God and know God. And that's just something super amazing. And I just want to encourage all of y'all to really embrace that while you're here. Yeah, like, your life is messy. My life's messy. Sadie's life is messy. Everybody has their own crap, but, like, that... Okay, Sadie's perfect, I guess, but... No, but, right, like, we all have stuff in our lives, but that doesn't matter, right? That Jesus is bigger than those things. On the cross, he took those things away. And... Yeah, I just want to say the thing. That's what I believe is true, and I think that's what we need to rest our lives upon. And, right, it's not a hard thing. In the 11th chapter of Matthew, Jesus tells us that, come to me, all you who are weary, and I shall give you rest. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Following Jesus is something that's wonderful, y'all. And whether you're here, whether you're off on a mission trip this summer, whether you're leaving, whether you're moving across the country, whether you're still staying here in Ashland, just embrace that, lean into it. God loves you. He paid the price for you. You belong to him. He loves you. It's not hard.
Thank you. Okay. It's time.
Hi, everyone. I'm Naomi. Where to start? I think as we're approaching graduation, I've just really been really overwhelmed with God's goodness and his grace. Hannah, thanks. And his love for me. And it's just been really, really amazing. I just kind of ended two very large things for me in like the past 2 days. I was just thinking about it. It was like the first days in a long, long time where I didn't feel like stressed or under pressure. And there's just been incredible freedom in that. But I think I just wanted to share, I guess, a couple of things that I've learned through my time here. And one of those is that God's not looking for the qualified. He's just looking for the obedient. And that was something that was pretty kind of difficult for me to learn, but like really freeing, and that we aren't like I'm never going to be enough, but God's just waiting for me to say yes to him, because like I am not the same person that I was 4 years ago, and thank God for that. And secondly is that there's power in prayer, and like it works two ways. One, like there's power in the name of Jesus, and we're called to live like Christ, but that's not something like to just sit back and be like, yeah, I'm a Christian and I'm doing these things and I'm being nice or being kind or whatever. Like we have that power to change things. And the more we pray and the more we get in tune with what God's doing, the more he can use us in those things. And fears of the devil, fear and doubt was something that I struggled with for a really long time, and it just messes with your head, and it messes with everything that you try and accomplish. And it's just God didn't create us to be afraid, and he created like each of us for a purpose, and there's a calling on our life to go and do something great. And it's just because he loves us so much. And like, just, you know, I started this year, my senior year, crying in the parking lot with my parents saying, I can't do this. I can't do this. And it's funny because the semester before that, I was like, yeah, God, I'm ready. Like, give me more. And I remember praying with Mallory specifically about that. And then God was like, yeah, here's more. And I was like, all right, whatever. And so I'm saying, God, I can't do this. And he said, no, you can't, but I can. And that's just, like, just give that up to him and, like, let him use you. And there are times where you feel like God's talking to you all the time. And you're just like, wow, I'm on cloud nine. And this is amazing. And then there are times where you don't hear anything. And I was talking to my brother about this recently, too, and about how it's, like, something that just we've been talking about, like, that cycle. But that cycle of maybe the quiet times doesn't mean that you're, like, not doing something right or whatever. It's just a period of waiting. And we get so impatient because we're human. And, like, God's timing is not our timing. So just, like, relax, I guess. yeah. Relax. But last thing, okay, is I just want to encourage you to take advantage of this time in your life, no matter whether you're, like, a freshman or you're junior or you're seniors. Well, seniors, like, look back and just, like, get ready because we're just starting, you know. This isn't the end. It's just the beginning. But take advantage of the space that you have and the places that you have, the community that you have to grow in, because there's so much growth and it is really hard and it's not easy and it's not just going to be a walk in the park. There's a lot of tears involved. But it's okay. And then you look back and you're like, wow, God, like, you pulled me from here and now we're going places. And you just, you have such a unique opportunity on this campus because, like, if you don't know, I'm from Texas. What am I doing in Ohio? You know, like, I'm only here because God called me here. And I hear that from other people who are even, like, from, like, really close here. Like, God doesn't put people on Ashland for an accident, He pulls us all here for a purpose because there's, I feel like, that there's just, this is a special place, and God has a plan for Ashland, and we all here in this community, and those who aren't even here, like, in the well or whatever, they're not here tonight, like, to be used for something big. And so, like, dig in, and it's hard, but don't be afraid of that, and just take the opportunity and let God use you on this campus and bring life to this community and this campus. Like, it's been a blessing to get to be a part of this. And I'm about to move back to Texas. But I was talking with some people this week, and I just, like, got this really, really strong feeling, like, I'm not done with Ashland yet. And whether that's just in prayer from however many states away, doesn't matter. But we're part of something very, very big. And don't lose sight of that. Don't get caught up in just these little, like, we go to the well on Thursday, and I go to small group on Tuesday, and then maybe I'll go to church on Sunday, and, like, no. Like, keep the big picture. And when you put God as the priority, the rest of the school stuff, like, is much easier to handle. And I should be telling that to myself, because I didn't listen to that all the time. But, you know, okay. Anyway, that's all.
Thanks, Naomi. Kate Davis, everybody.
Hello. So I wasn't planning on talking because I'm not graduating until December. But I was sitting back there in the pew, y'all, and God was like, hey, you should go talk. And I'm like, sick, about what? He goes, I don't know, just get up there. So we're winging it. I'm not going to stay up here too long because if you know me, I'm a crier. So if I stay up here too long, I will start crying. But I think what God is placing on my heart is to say that it's okay to be slow because I'm not graduating until December. So it's okay to be behind schedule because your behind schedule is right on schedule for God's schedule. So that's what God has placed on my heart. Also, another thing is that the lyrics to the song So Will I, he's the one that never leaves the one behind. That is a, yeah, tell me about it. that is a lyric that stays with me all the time because I've had some rough times in Ashland. Sophomore year, it was really bad. Not sophomore year, freshman year. I didn't have a lot of friends at the beginning until my best friend Lexi, back in that pew right there. Love you. she was like, hey, you should come to the well with me. And I was like, no. But I did. And it's been a blessing ever since. I've never regretted becoming a part of this family, even though I sometimes feel like I am the one that's being left behind. But I know that God's not leaving me behind because he would drop everybody on this earth for me. And that's what I really need to tell myself that sometimes. But I also feel like God is telling each and every one of you guys that he would drop everything just for you. Because he doesn't need you to be perfect. He just needs you to be you because he's perfect enough for everyone. That's all I got.
Hello, I'm Leah. For the longest time, basically since I can remember, so like all the way back to like second grade, I have wanted to be a teacher. And so back then I wanted to be an art teacher as any 8-year-old would. But then it transitioned into I wanted to be an elementary school teacher. And then right before I came here to Ashland, before starting my freshman year, I decided, you know what, it's gonna be high school math. And so I actually really fell in love with high school math and I really was excited about it. And I felt like I finally had something that fit and I felt like I found a lot of good friends and I was just really enjoying myself and my time. But then fast forward to junior year, the beginning of junior year, I started feeling like, well, Leah, maybe you don't actually want to be a teacher. And I was like, what? What is that? Because I've wanted to do this since I was little. And so I just kind of realized that these feelings were super foreign to me. And I was like, I don't really know how I feel about this. And so what I did, as many people would do, I ignored them. And I was like, I really don't have time for that. And so I just kept ignoring them and not processing them. And then it wasn't until I realized that it was really, really taking a toll on my relationships and my mental health. And I started experiencing a lot of like anxiety, which was a feeling that was super, super foreign to me. And I had never had experience with that before. And I was very like uncomfortable with it. And so when that started happening, I just realized that I had to stop ignoring those feelings and that I couldn't just sit there and keep telling myself, well, I'm too far in now. I'm a junior. I can't go back now. I can't change my mind, because that was the mindset that I kept getting stuck in. And I would, for so long, I didn't have any way to communicate that. I didn't express it to the people around me because just for so long, my friends, my family, everyone around me knew that I had just been dreaming of being a teacher for so long, and it was something I was so passionate about for forever. And then when I started feeling these feelings of, well, that's not me anymore, that's not how I feel anymore, I just felt like I couldn't express it because I didn't want to disappoint everyone around me, and I didn't want to feel like the burden of letting people down. And so that was a really hard burden or, you know, thing to process, and like it really took me a long time to come to peace with that. And through all this, like, especially, like, this year, senior year, like, coming in, still not really sure of what the heck I'm supposed to do after graduation, I have just really been trying to process through those feelings. And something I often forgot through this whole journey is that through everything, God has gone before me, but I somehow forget and I still tend to, like, try to rely on myself and my own plans. But this whole time, God has been preparing a way for me. And he has just proven so many times over and over and over his faithfulness and his goodness to me. So why would he fail me now? And that is something that when I remember that, it just gives me so much peace and so much like relief, right? Like I don't have to figure it all out and I don't have to sit here and try to say, oh yeah, I'm gonna be a teacher. I don't have to force myself into something that's just gonna make me unhappy or something that is just really me I'm going to choose my own happiness over the expectations of other people that the other people have for me, and that God has been faithful to me, and he's proven so many times that his provision for me is always true and it is good, and his goodness always shows up in my life. And so although I really have no idea what I'm going to do after May 4th, like, at all, I have, like, a little bit of an idea, but it probably, I have no idea. Again, I have no idea. I still have just been able to feel a lot of peace because I know that God's faithfulness is unchanging and that he just will provide for me, and just as he's continued to do through all my time here.
Anybody else?
Hello, I'm Abby. So, yeah, 4 years ago, started coming to the well as a freshman, and I actually was terrified my first night here, because it was different than anything I've ever experienced. I was like, I don't like this. And yet, everybody on my floor kept coming back, so I just kept coming back. And so, here we are. Also, in addition to that, the Abby 4 years ago was not vulnerable, like, at all. I wasn't vulnerable with God. I prayed, but I prayed, like, the same thing every day. No matter what in the world was going on in my life, I was just like, yep, here's the things I'm thankful for. Protect my family. We good. And I wasn't vulnerable with others. I wasn't really vulnerable with myself. And through a lot of people praying for me here and just things I've learned here, I'm getting better at it. I'm not perfect at it. But definitely, I just want to, like, encourage you guys, like, when you're vulnerable, A, with God, that's great, because he already knows this stuff, like, so you might as well just tell him yourself, and be open with him, and he will provide for you, and he will meet you with so much grace, and B, the people in this room really like to love on other people, and when you're open about your own life, most of the time, they're open about their own, and their lives are just as messed up as yours, maybe in different ways, but for the most part, pretty much just as messed up as yours, and it's just, it's really good. It's really hard, and it's scary, and there's still days that Jessica asked me, like, 14 questions to get me to admit, like, one thing, but it's definitely good, and God and these people in these room really want to love you and want you to be open with them. So I just encourage you, A, be open to God, and B, like, find your people in this room, because there's a lot of good ones.
I still have yet to figure out how I feel about the people who are like, God, I hated it here. Like, I'm so sorry. Who's next?
Hi, everyone. I'm Nicole. So just a general thing about me. I'm not usually an adventurous person. I don't really, like, take risks and things like that. Coming into college, I knew I wanted to be involved with the well, but said a lot of things like, oh yeah, like, maybe I'll go to this mission trip or that mission trip, but that wasn't really something I ever had on my radar. And so junior year, I decided to go to Africa. It came up, and for some reason, somehow, I said yes to that. And it was like a shock, not only to me, but like to everyone around me, because that is not something that like I would do, even though weird story, I told Hannah Roble that I would love to go to Africa one day, like before we even came here to college. So that's weird. But so I went to Africa and didn't know what to expect, but was very strangely calm about everything. And I met so many amazing people. The community down there is just, I can't even explain it. They're so welcoming and so loving, and just open up a spot for you. Like the first day we were there, they told us that we like were now South Africans and like we were part of their family. And I was like, I don't even know your name. Like what, how does that happen? So I guess what I'm just trying to get across is that while you're here, take chances, like do the things that seem super scary. Say yes to the trip. Do what scares you, like just take a step, because it is so amazing and could surprise you in so many ways and grow you in just ways that you couldn't even imagine. So yeah, I just want to encourage you all to, even if you don't know what it is that you're saying yes to, like if the people around you are encouraging you of that, especially the people in this room, and like God is giving you that little nudge to do it, like say yes, and I bet you it will be super rewarding.
We've got time for a couple more. Anyone would like to share? Yes, Morgan.
Okay, so I like tried to plan out like 3 times what I was going to say tonight, and then it just kept changing when I was sitting here. So we'll see how this goes. First, I want to say that so growing up, I was the kind of person that like my family went to church and then didn't, and then did on holidays and then really didn't. Before I came to college, I, like the year before, I probably went to church 1 time, and it was because I felt like I was at my lowest and I thought it was my last resort. I got here and God clearly like surrounded me with people that I needed to be around. I was definitely at the lowest point in my life. I was in an abusive relationship. My boyfriend at the time followed me to college, and it was like, I felt trapped. I was isolated, like, to the most max of that, where like I was separated from everyone I knew. And God placed people in my life that literally, basically, dragged me to the well, which was basically Nicole. So, but like, thank God for that, because I don't know, God really shapes you in ways that you don't know, even when you're completely unwilling to be changed. And even coming from a background where, like, I knew of God, but I never had a relationship with God, like, he's constantly chasing after you, even when you're constantly ignoring him. Like, it's never ending, and it just keeps coming. Yeah. So going through that, I would have never guessed that I'd be where I'm at now. And I just want to, like, say, I know, like, being, like, church people is intimidating, because I came here, and I was like, wow, all these people know Jesus, and I don't even know what I'm doing. And I don't know, just saying yes, like Nicole said, can take you so far in so many ways. And it's constantly a decision to keep saying yes and to step out of your comfort zone. Because when you're in your comfort zone, you're not changing. But yeah, thank you.
Anybody else? Yes, Lexi. She specifically told me she wouldn't talk tonight, and here she is.
I really did. I know what you're probably thinking, like, oh, she doesn't even go here, but
Here I am. I did say specifically that I wasn't going to talk, but God was like, So here I am. The thing that just kept coming to me was to keep going. That was the thing that I took with me for these kind of 4 years, and then I'll continue to take on with me as I finish out my schooling. But the devil is just going to try so hard to knock you down and to stop you and whatever you're doing. And God is fighting so hard for you, and he loves you guys so much. And so what I have to say is just keep going. Like, it's going to be hard, and it's going to be difficult. And no matter how many times you get knocked down, like, just stand up again. Just do the thing. Just write the paper. Put the phone away. Pay attention. Like, live your life. Love your friends. And just keep going.
My name's Tanya. You heard it here first. So I very much wanted to come into this without planning anything, because I figured it would get too cheesy or too, like, structured if I did. So I was like, Lord, just, like, give me the words. So if they come jumbled or it's, like, really disgusting, just clap really hard for me, because I need it. So, like, a big word that's been coming to me a lot has been the word love. And I think that's so key and just, like, keeping you going, like Lexi said. But I think a big thing for me, like, just in the last 4 years and in life in general, is that I always, like, was aware that God loved me. It's something that, like, is preached at you how many times at church, and, like, you get to the point where you're almost, like, cynical about it. You're like, I get it. He loves me. Cool. And sometimes you pray the big prayers, and all you get back is, and I love you, and you're like, great. Sweet, so does mom and dad, but they feed me at least, you know? It's just, yeah. But I feel like the biggest thing for me especially, and I know for a lot of people too, is actually accepting that love. I think that's been a big step in, like, loving myself. One of the most prominent things, the most prominent thing that I ever heard come from the Lord was, to love yourself, you must love the Lord. And to do that, you have to accept his love. And so I think that's huge. If you're, like, struggling with a relationship, or you're struggling with your relationship with God, I think it starts with just opening yourself up to him, and just seeing how much he loves you, and just saying, okay, God, I recognize that, but I'm also going to take it. It's a gift for you, so don't be afraid to just snatch it. There's enough for everybody, so it's cool. But yeah, I would say if you can accept God's love, you can start pouring that out into other people and love them just as much as he loves them, which is great for your relationships and is great for your inner self. So thank you.
Anybody else? Grace or Hannah, you want to go? Oh, Jessica, yay.
Hello, my name is Jessica. I kind of just want to echo a lot of what Abby said about the incredible community and people that are in this place. These people in this place have significantly impacted my life in lots of ways. Poor, poor Grace Eckenbarger, who had to deal with freshman year Jessica. Like, bless her soul. Oh my goodness. Just the people in this room are incredible, such godly, godly people. I had an inkling to maybe, like, sing on stage, and through the generosity and the kindness of Sadie and Spencer, like, they've made that happen. And you guys have been here. It hasn't always been awesome. But, like, this is such, like, a great community that feels so safe and feels so encouraging to let me step out and try the things that I wanted to do, the things that maybe I didn't nail the first time or the third time or whatever. But this community is one where the people are just so full of love. I don't think, is Christy Budwick here? Sad, okay. Her, like, third time ever at the Well, I spilled hot chocolate on her. And I didn't know her name, so I kept referring to her as the girl I spilled hot chocolate on. And, like, I started talking to her, and we have, like, a super cool friendship and relationship now. So, like, just take part in this amazing community. These people, like, even if you aren't talking and hanging out with them on an every single day basis, these are incredible, godly people that are here to love you in your highest highs and in your lowest lows.
Okay, the time is now if you want to share.
So I'm going to jump on the bandwagon of Abby also about not liking the well when I first got here. So I came freshman year and I was like, oh, like these people are semi-cool. I'm not 100% sure how I like them or like whatever. And so then I had a friend who like really pushed me to like keep coming. And so I was like, fine, whatever, I'll go with you. So I did. And then he was like, you should do well leadership. And I was like, I don't know anybody. Like, no, that's weird. And so then I like thought about it for a little bit and then met with Corey, who was like in charge of it at the time. And I was like, okay, like I'll do this thing. So then we got to leadership and I was like, I'm not going to fall retreat. That's like where I put my foot down on being friends with these people. And then Sadie literally forced Abby and I to go. Like, there was no option there. And so, yeah. And so I think that's, like, a moment that I'll forever be thankful for, like, saying yes to doing. I mean, I went, so, like, a part of me wanted to go. But as I, like, look back, I think of all of the times that I said yes that, like, the risk of failing was so high, like here. And so I applied for this internship and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to like get it. I'm not going to do it or whatever because I'm going to be like awful at it. And so then I don't know how, but I got it. And I remember standing here with the same friend that forced me and a couple other friends practicing announcements like before my first well as the intern. And I was like, all of these people are going to be staring at me. I'm going to epically fail. Like it's going to, Mallory's gonna fire me. It's gonna be awful. And it was. But like 2 years later, I'm still standing here probably because they didn't give Sadie the option to hire new interns this year. But what I'm trying to say is like over these past 2 years of interning, there's been a lot of super low moments and moments where I was like, I'm just gonna throw in the rag and like be done. This isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. But then the moments of, like, you're actually, like, decent at doing this. And, like, what it looks like to be a Christian leader has been something that I've been so thankful of learning. But also just, like, say yes. I think a lot of people have said that tonight because college is, like, as I, like, look into the future and, like, with my job, I'm, like, I can't really, like, fail that badly at that because I'll actually get in real trouble. But, like, just say yes because you have room to fail. And, like, you have people here that will support you in your failures. But then they'll also be the people, like, cheering you on as you said yes to things and, like, you succeed at them. So say yes even if it's somebody forcing you to do something that you're not really sure about. And also find the community of people that are going to, like, support you when it's not okay and when you, like, didn't do your best. Because I found that here, and that's amazing. And if this isn't the community that you're going to find that in, that's also okay. Just, like, find those people because you'll need them for, like, the next 4 years or the next 3 years, 2 years, and so on and so forth. So, yeah.
Hannah, I always know what is best for you. Always. It was weird. Like, when I dig my heels in on something, I just, like, don't let go of it. And so for that fall retreat, like, I didn't know them. I just, like, felt like they needed to go. And they gave me every excuse in the book. And I was like, no, those are stupid excuses I have to go back to. And I was like, I'll drive you. And they were like, oh, my God. So if I ever offer to drive you somewhere, know that I have heard from the Lord that you are supposed to be at that place and you will get in the car. Is there anyone else that would like to talk? Grace, go, Grace. Grace, go. You don't have to go. Apparently a reverse psychology works on you.
You're right. That was really creepy, guys. So I didn't prepare anything because I told myself, no, you're not doing this. But one of the biggest things that stands out to me is that God provides for, like, everything. Like, when I agreed to come to Ashland, I was like, this place, like, I'll settle for it, you know? Like, I was like, it's not going to be, like, that big of a deal. And it ended up being, like, the thing. Like, like, Ashland University and, like, the community as a whole has really changed my life. And it's really cool because it's just, like, it wasn't like I was totally, like, did a 180, but I feel like I have. Because there's just, like, a lot of pain in the past that I didn't know I had, and I'm still trying to, like, dig out and figure out. But God's, like, in the business of restoration, and, like, that's awesome. And the people that are in this room and the people that are surrounding this community, like, in the Ashland City, too, are just, like, really good at, like, loving God and, like, really good at loving everyone around them. And that's been such a blessing to be able to receive that and be a part of their lives. So I guess, like, I'm just trying to say, like, trust in God and trust that he's going to give you opportunities, that he's going to give you finances, that he's going to give you jobs and trips and grad school, like, that he's going to do that for you and, like, go ahead of you in those plans because he is there already, and he will be there. So, like, for the rest of your life. So that's awesome. I think that's all.
Okay, those are your seniors. This is your last chance. Okay, Kate, you are the last person. Congratulations. Sure. That's for last. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's for last, yeah. Well, I wasn't going to share, and I kind of was. And then I went over to Grace's apartment before this, and I was like, are you going to share? And she's like, no. I was like, oh, yes, praise. Okay, I won't share. And then she shared. So here I am. So I feel like over these last 4 years, the biggest thing that God has been doing in my life is I feel like growing up, people, you know, they say, like, I'm free in Christ, I'm free, you know, and I was like, oh yeah, like, that sounds great, you know, that's, like, freedom, that's awesome, and then God's like, no, true freedom is being vulnerable, true freedom is letting me have control and giving up your own control, and I was like, but I don't like that, I'm good at having control, I have a great plan, I know what I'm gonna do, you know, I don't want to give you control. And so coming here and just being in this community is, it, like, forces you to be vulnerable, I feel like. Like, I'm one of those people are like, hey, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm good, keep going, you know. And people here are like, no, how are you, you know. They don't let you just stay surface level. They make you dig deep. They make you dig into the messy. And, yeah, that's just been... I'm transforming my life over these last 4 years. So it's been good.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for sharing. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to worship. And then there's a party downstairs. So don't leave. The theme is dip, dip, hooray. Everyone loves a good pun. Everyone loves a good pun. Find your own microphone. Jesus. Woo! Lord, we're really thankful for who you are and all of the things that you do in this community. We're really thankful that you prove yourself faithful over and over and over and over and over again, that you teach us things about who you are, that you teach us about what it's like to live life with you, and that you teach us what it's like to be in community with each other. So, Lord, I pray that there would just be freedom in this place to worship and to sing and to experience the fullness of joy that comes with your presence, and that we can truly celebrate a year well done here at AU. Thank you for all of your goodness. Thank you for all of your love. It's in your name we pray. Amen.